Kyoto News English World。
皆さんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材してオリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えていろいろディスカッションしていけたらと思っています。今日は3人の記者でお届けします。私は堀内純子と申します。2009年に共同通信社に入社して、もうすぐ15年になります。松江支局で日本語の方の記者もしていました。よろしくお願いします。
Hi there everybody, my name is Eduardo Martinez、and I've been、here at Kyoto for、about 2.5 years now.、I'm originally from、Brisbane, Australia. It's nice to meet you all.、
Hi, my name is Sonikin.、I've been in Kyoto, at Kyoto for around、5 years now. And I'm also from Australia, but from the West Coast.、
今日はドラゴンボールで知られる漫画家の鳥山明さんが亡くなったという記事について紹介したいと思います。江田さん、記事を紹介していただけますか。
はい、So the title is Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball manga series, dies at 68. Akira Toriyama, a monumental figure in the Japanese manga and anime world, best known for creating the Dragon Ball seriesDied of an acute subdural hematoma on March 1, the manga series publishing firm said Friday. He was 68. Launched in 1984, Dragon Ball, which follows the adventures of protagonist Goku and his explosive supernatural battles with his adversaries, became a worldwide success, with the manga selling over 260 million copies and spawning a franchise that includes anime series, films, video games, and toys.
ありがとうございます。世界中でも読まれて、ファンをたくさん獲得したドラゴンボールの、鳥山明さんの、記事ですけれども、江戸さんは、ドラゴンボールは読んだことありますか？
I haven't, I don't think I've read the manga, personally, but I grew up, watching the anime series. I think that was, growing up in Australia, I think that was, a lot ofpeople's、exposure, first exposure to、Dragon Ball.、so yeah, it's very well known for its anime series there. Yeah.
結構現地では人気ですか?
Yeah, I think it was、really huge.、I think it, yeah,、especially like among, I've got two younger brothers, so I think among young boys, like it was a really huge hit.、and at school, yeah, everyone would play and pretend to be part of Dragon Ball and like, yeah, like try andshoot energy blasts at each other. Yeah, it was very fun.
Donikan-san, how about you?
Yeah, I also watched it in TV in Australia, the morning cartoons, but they were dubbed in English, of course.
Ah, so なんですね。なんか好きなキャラクターとかありますか?
Characters? I liked Krillin.Yeah, I don't know. I think his name is Kuririn in Japanese. Yeah, he's a little bald guy with, he's got a funny attitude, I think. But yeah, I thought he was pretty cool. Yeah. What about yourself, Horiuchi-san? Did you ever watch the series or do you have any, favorite characters?
When I was in Luxembourg, I also saw Dragon Ball on TV.、Mm. It was in French.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So I remember it really well. Yeah.I like Son Goku.
the lead character?
Yeah, the Goku, lead yeah. character.
Yeah, sure.
How about?
I don't know if you guys know, I like Trunks.
Oh, yeah, I like Trunks. I like、yeah. Trunks too. And、yeah. the androids were really cool.
Yeah, Android yeah. 18, yeah. 17 and 18. Yeah. yeah.
They were cool.、but I think there was, because I think in Australia we first got Dragon Ball Z,、mm-hmm. which was, I think Dragon Ball was the...What's the word? The prequel series?
Yeah, when he was a boy.
Yeah,、
right?
when Goku was younger, right?、
Mm, yeah. But Australia was mostly Dragon Ball Z that was popular.、
Mm, yeah, I think、yeah. we got Dragon Ball Z onwards.、and then they introduced the original Dragon Ball series、later. Yeah. I think we first saw it. There's this children's television program in Australia. I don't know if it's still going, but it's called Cheese TV.
Cheese TV, yeah.
So it just, you know, it had these hosts and they'd, you know, there was a lot of different cartoons that they played as well. And that's where they showed Dragon Ball, I think, for the first time. And that's where it became really popular. And that's also where they showed Pokemon and a bunch of other really famous like anime. So that's where a lot of, I think you ask a lot of people who grew up, you know, around the same time that we did, and everyone knows Cheese TV and Dragon Ball Z because of that, yeah.
Dragon Ball だと、精神の時の部屋とか、元気玉とか有名ですけど、知ってますか?
I do know the, yeah, what is it called?
The hyperbolic time chamber, in English, yeah.
精神の時。
Yeah. And what is the other one? Spirit Bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, yeah, they were very, yeah, everyone knows them as well. Everyone used to try and, you know, create one when they were playing in the playground at school. Yeah.
日本と一緒ですね。
Yeah, yeah, it's quite a, it's really, I think, yeah, it's quite, I mean, it's sad that Toriyama passed away, but I think it just goes to show how popular the series was around the world, like in Luxembourg, in Australia. I've seen like a lot of news out of Latin America from how popular Dragon Ball was and how popular Toriyama was. Like there's people, you know, drawing huge murals of like Goku and Dragon Ball Z. And it, for some reason, yeah, it really resonated with a lot of people there. It had a really massive audience. And yeah, you go to... you go there and yeah, they just use a lot of the imagery from Dragon Ball and other anime there a lot. They really like it, yeah.
It's also very popular in China, right? Because the story is actually based on originally like a Chinese
tale. Mythology, right?
Yeah. Journey to the West, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, Toriyama really touched a lot of people.
So this yeah.
Yeah, he had a big influence.
So ですね.
Yeah. Did you grow up with any other anime series or manga series, Horichi-san?
Me? Like Sailor Moon?
Mm.
Do you know Sailor Moon?
Yeah, Sailor Moon was also extremely popular in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
It was also dubbed, of course, in Australia. And the names were kind of changed, I think, to make it easier for the Western audience.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Her name was Serena, I think, in the Australian, in the English dub. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the English dubs were, a lot of them for a lot of different anime were changed, like, really drastically. And sometimes they edited out even whole episodes or something.
Oh.
So it's funny, I think if you try and watch the English dubs, especially the older ones, some of them are a bit, like, disjointed. Because they like, yeah, maybe there's parts edited out or episodes missing. And that might be because, I guess like Australian authorities didn't find it appropriate for children. So yeah, for whatever reason, they removed it. Like Dragon Ball Z was actually quite violent, right? But I think that they edited out some of the like bloodier scenes, or some of the more violent scenes. I remember Australia being quite strict with that. What about in Luxembourg? Do you recall that, like, with the dub? First of all, I guess they were dubbed in French.
Yeah, I saw on TV and they were dubbed in French.
Do you think that they were edited in any way, or were they pretty faithful to the Japanese original?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm.
But yeah, some scenes were violent.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, nowadays, like Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Ah, so desu ne.
I heard that's quite violent as well.
So
that's for kids, right? Yeah. So yeah.
It's interesting to see what is deemed suitable for children in Japan and what is what it is in other countries as well. Yeah, for sure.
Kamehameha とかの真似とかもしました?
I certainly did, and it's the same as in Japanese, Kamehameha.
そうなんですね。
Yeah, so like, Kamehameha, like, yeah.
Does that actually mean anything in Japanese?
I think, I'm not sure, we'd have to double check, but I think it comes from the name of a Hawaiian king,
Kamehameha.
Yeah. I think that's where they got the move name from.
Why did they name it after
I have him? No idea. But I just know it comes from there. And it's somehow it fits really well. Like, that's when you imagine creating a massive power blast. It's very appropriate, I think, to say.
ありがとうございました。そろそろ時間になってきてしまったんですけれども、共同通信では共同ニュースプラスというサイトで日本や世界で起きた出来事について英語のニュースを配信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん
See you next time.